Facebook, Police Car Light SBPOA is proud to, - San Bernardino Police Officers Association Facebook, San Bernardino Police Officers Association is in San Bernardino, California, 22 hours, San Bernardino, Police Car Light SBPOA is proud to endorse Helen Tranfer, Mayor of San Bernardino. Helen brings the qualities and experience that our city needs to restore confidence in our local government, build relationships, and strengthen public safety for the community. Her forward-thinking, problem-solving abilities, and inside knowledge of the interworkings of the city will help move our police department, city hall, and community in the right direction. Find out more about Helen at laptophelentranformayor.com. Stand with your police association and vote ballot box with ballot for Helen Tranfer, Mayor of San Bernardino. Police Association San Bernardino Sitayoff San Bernardino SPO Inland Empire Election 2022 Lesim Social Gov Local Government Mayor. Comments here. Note for the record, a member of the community here had previously commented on this post, however that may seem strange. That member of the community self-destructively removed his presence from this record, in my effort to know when people are confronted with the truth, and that truth cannot be offered in a conversation. The use of the social media feature block is used to prevent them from needing to be accountable for such truth. It begins to erode in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 19. The social media use of the feature block is used to engage and act a violation of the law. The fundamental use of the feature block is used to commit an act that is against the law. That act of blocking is used to prevent the rights of Article 19 and a violation of such right. One more time. The use of the social media feature implemented across almost all domains to control user-to-user interactions is intentionally being used to prevent the right of Article 19 in our full-spectrum social. The use of the block intentionally violates the rights of persons. Declaration of Human Rights, Article 19. Article 19. Everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. This is covered below - and the interaction of the message on this community member is also presented here. This is shameful to allow these destructive technological influences to continue. The feature block - must be modified to not be an unilateral one, human rights against another, to be used in this fashion - it is wrong - it continues to be an ever so need to be able to speak words of wisdom to go fix some weighty truth - truth is not being priorities - the absence of accountability is the priority in view of leaving this without being fixed - in reply to the election content post by the San Bernardino Police Officers Association regarding endorsement of Helen Tran, I demand that the answer to these concerns be published in the San Bernardino Sun. This inquiry as to why we have the priority of avoidance rather than dealing with truth must be taken into community affairs immediately. No excuses - help us improve Facebook. Choose an area, social good / fundraiser / safety check, image PNG, image PNG, details. Facebook - this is quite astounding - and I am indeed taking the understanding that Facebook is indeed the intermediator of being involved in a technology action that is indeed directly breaking the law. Your site is indeed a facilitator of allowing hate to flourish and not be able to be addressed and stopped. I expected this - this is the typical when sites that are supposed to be public entities use a certain feature intended to control spam against those who are pushing for accountability and change. We are not proceeding as though I have not put this into the public view. Attached is a Facebook messenger of a member of this community in a political endorsement. We wonder where this is all leading when we have such a statement here. 1. The California State Auditor's Report Review of the San Bernardino Police Department. Facebook, it is your responsibility to intervene and put a stop to the intentional misuse of social media tools that are not properly being focused on effective communications but used to establish a block of truth from being given the need to be discussed, and focused on - your platform here is being abused by haters, the real deal haters - the top of the chain of all things hate, and you can't relate to why this must change? Tone detector, how this may sound to readers, necktie formal, web link document URL. http://auditor.gov/report/2021-105/index.html/section1, agency comments. Each of the departments that submitted written responses to our report generally agreed with our recommendations, with some exceptions. Stockton Police did not clearly state whether it would implement our recommendations, but noted that it would analyze our audit and see how it can align its policies and procedures with best practices. San Bernardino Police did not submit a written response to our report. However, we incorporate its perspective on our findings and recommendations throughout the text of the report, This audit has a grade F, because I have my own documented evidence, and mine has been documented in the real time since I have been back into my hometown of San Bernardino since July of 2017. A serious problem here, Facebook-a serious problem. Web link document URL, https://www.truders.com/legal/government/prevalence-white-supremacist-law-enforcement-drastic-change-2022-05-12/May 12, 200-2211, 41 a.m. PDT last updated a month ago, prevalence of white supremacists and law enforcement demands drastic change, by Hassan Kanu. Reuters/Fred Greaves, Law Review article, research, Reuters investigation on May 6 indicates that a significant number of U.S. police instructors have ties to a constellation of armed right-wing militias and white supremacist hate groups, a report that adds to a fast-growing body of evidence showing a deadly threat inside U.S. police departments. The analysis found that some of the instructional information presented by police trainers was explicitly racist, and that some instructors endorsed and interacted with white supremacist criminal groups such as the Proud Boys. The investigation adds to mounting academic research, government audits and news reporting that demonstrates the pervasiveness of white supremacy in U.S. law enforcement, and a continuing series of incidents documenting the presence of extremist groups and views among law enforcement. More and more, the evidence suggests the white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement that the FBI warned about back in 2006 is getting worse, and it points to a desperate need for policies, departmental and legislative, to prohibit people who engage in racist conduct or join white supremacist groups from becoming police officers or remaining on the force. Seriously, Facebook - the comments that I placed into public view have been removed since I have now been blocked. The idea of such nonsense, obviously the whole thing stinks to high hell. Web link document URL, http://facebookfuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly, a valid web namespace, public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net, editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after a strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom symbolism communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress or resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare and issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound, unattached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the app Grew Up Net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an over-empowerment force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution, For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence, not binding, spelled fucked.net/SBPOA/SBPOA is proud to dash San Bernardino Police Officers Association Facebook HTML, Facebook, Newsfeed, 9+, Friend Requests, 29, Marketplace, 0, Watch, 9+, Notifications, 4, Main Menu, 0, Police Car Like SBPOA is proud to dash San Bernardino Police Officers Association Facebook, Search, Cancel, San Bernardino Police Officers Association is in San Bernardino, California, 22 hours, San Bernardino, more options, Police Car Like SBPOA is proud to endorse Helen Tran for Mayor of San Bernardino. Helen brings the qualities and experience that our city needs to restore confidence in our local government, build relationships, and strengthen public safety for the community. Her forward-thinking, problem-solving abilities, and inside knowledge of the interworkings of the city will help move our police department, city hall, and community in the right direction. Find out more about Helen at laptophelentranformayor.com. Stand with your police association and vote ballot box with ballot for Helen Tran for Mayor of San Bernardino. Police Association San Bernardino City of San Bernardino SPO Inland Empire Election 2022 Lesm Social Gov Local Government Mayor. Like, show more reactions, comment, share, 6-1 share, write a comment. James M. Driscoll, as I just said in Messenger, do you have any official response for the most recent California State Auditor review of the San Bernardino Police Department? What does it say upon the integrity of both you and them to represent the truth and the consequences of not doing so? That no written response was offered. Did you know that I am a former notary and I take great offense at the notion that as a basis of the role of a notary, the established internet web presence of my efforts of holding a peace-building mission in view of the community is somehow lost, that I am not actually being the best I can be to the role in our informational society similar of document integrity of the notary, because they are indeed the same. Web link document URL, http://facebook.com/san-bernardino-police-officers-association-integrity-of-the-standard-of-excellence-grade-f-real-up-human-net/item-proof-history-driscoll/notary-certificate-1,77,638, full JPG, as much as you want to deny this fact is true. Will any of you actually own up to holding a frank and honest discussion with me? The answer is already said. Open the photo URL. The URL is valid. Tone detector. How this may sound to readers. Hugging face friendly. Handshake confident. Necktie formal. Formal is formal, and as such this message does not induce the need to block me. This comment might induce a need to respond to me responsibly, but none of that will be the course of the path you take. You must make an act of sure intent to attack me, to remove my presence here on social media, continue the onslaught of hate against me. I hold no legal capacity according to Article 12 of the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. My rights through all of this have been intensely and vigorously violated. I remain to be blocked on Twitter from the account at official Twitter ID, San Bernardino PD Police Department. Social media is Sergeant John Ray Echevarria. Blocked against First Amendment laws. No responses to my attempts to correct these circumstances. Just to name one element of digital damages against me, Facebook Thespoa San-Bernardino-Police- Facebook Thespoa San-Bernardino-Police- 1HR like reply more. James M. Driscoll, at Steve Darosiers, blocked me on Facebook- for no reason, shows this person is unavailable on Messenger. Fatal choice. I did nothing to deserve such castaway. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. In the aftermath of this, I am an open book. I am an open Facebook. The Messenger content will be included in the next Facebook download and update to this location. Sorry, I said what I said. And I just got insulted to be on approach. How biased to the fact. You cannot hold a conversation without blocking. I would really question a person who has shared that I am a former notary. And question their need to escape from the sharing of my Google Maps location. Blocked right there. Please save your embarrassment dash and find a need to respond to me please. Web link document URL, http://facebook.com/bernardino-police-officers-assocation-steve-derochers. 5 integery dash of dash the dash standard dash of dash excellence grade dash f facebook dash in the mind way reality audit website slash facebook download defined as an facebook thus boasan dash bernardino dash police dash 54 mins like reply more James M. Driscoll. This is a real Facebook download messenger archive record of my container here. Web link document URL, http://facebook.com/bernardino-police-officers-assocation-steve-derochers. 5 integer dash of dash the dash standard dash of dash excellence grade dash f facebook dash in the mind. Way reality audit website slash message slash inbox slash San Bernardino District Police Department slash message 1 HTML. Fact, I am doing everything right and nothing wrong dash you are all insulting. San Bernardino District Police, Facebook thus Boasan dash Bernardino dash Police dash, 52 mins like reply more, James M. Driscoll, another messenger connection of failure, you can try to explain this dash you can't, I am an open Facebook dash if you block me, only goes to the proof you can't be honest, web link document URL, http://facebook.com/bernardino-police-officers-assocation-steve-derochers. 5 integer dash of dash the dash standard dash of dash excellence grade dash f facebook dash in the mind way reality audit website slash message slash inbox slash San Bernardino County Sheriff Dietrowovic slash message 1 HTML San Bernardino County Sheriff Facebook thus Boasan dash Bernardino dash police dash 50 mins like reply more James M. Driscoll again dash where is the commons in all of this dash why are you all ghosting me web link document URL http://facebook.com/bernardino-police-officers-assocation-steve-derochers. 5 integer dash of dash the dash standard dash of dash excellence grade dash f facebook dash in the mind. Way reality audit website slash message slash inbox slash San Bernardino County Bar Association Zoit 0 XMC slash message 1 HTML. San Bernardino County Bar Association. Facebook thus Boasan dash Bernardino dash police dash. 49 mins like reply more. James M. Driscoll. Oh, this one is just so typical. Tim Prince and I are part of the San Bernardino High School Tim Prince San Bernardino Attorney Sentential Class 1883-1983. We both know each other. It is not like I am a stranger here to this city. Web link document URL. http://facebook.com/bernardino-police-officers-assocation-steve-derochers. 5 integer dash of dash the dash standard dash of dash excellence grade dash f facebook dash in the mind. Way reality audit website slash message slash inbox slash Tim Prince San Bernardino attorney x18uix slash message 1 html. Tim Prince San Bernardino attorney. Facebook thus Boasan dash Bernardino dash police dash. 47 mins like reply more. James M. Driscoll. Try to begin. At the bottom of the page dash dash. To Tim Prince San Bernardino attorney. James M. Driscoll, are you available to chat? January 27, 2022 hours, 11 minutes, and 21 seconds M. No answer, you all hypocrites. Legally, you cannot block me. Why remain there in silence? 45 mins like reply more. James M. Driscoll, I have placed my entire Facebook as an open book, an open Facebook. Comma, can I stop being subjected to blocking because of a corruption so profound? None of you can have a discussion dash a discussion that must take place dash no matter what you have done dash we are in a different plane of existence dash and this discussion must move forward anyway. 43 mins like reply more. James M. Driscoll, Helen Tran, one mutual friend, open this image in a new tab so you can zoom in dash this a full page screen snapshot dash, web link document URL, http://facebook.com/bernardino-police-officers-assocation-steve-derochers. 5 integer dash of dash the dash standard dash of dash excellence grade dash f facebook fucked up human.net yes you heard that correctly, a valid web name space. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom, symbolism, communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare and issue and community present and attach the symbol patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound, unattached, to any and all parties. End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the app Grow Up Net Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The patapo combined with the gramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot, whether the patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an over-empowerment force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled fucukedhuman.net/sbpo/facebook-messenger-steve-darosiers-png. A very strange reaction to block me for asking about the presence of awesome, and since he did block me, I am no longer able to see the comment. Typical corruption fraud at the expense of using these tools to avoid a simple question and answer. I am doing everything right and everything here is against me wrong. Facebook Thespoasan-Bernardino-Police- 27 mints like reply more. James M. Driscoll, do I have everyone's attention? You cannot block the truth. At your whimsical need to be an asshole to Emmy. I am here to question the veracity of the truthfulness of California State Auditor Review and Report of the San Bernardino Police Department with the following in view. Grade F. Web link document URL. http://auditor.gov/2021-105/index.html/1. Peace officers, hate group affiliations, law enforcement departments have not adequately guarded against biased conduct. April 26, 2022, 2021-105. Agency comments. Each of the departments that submitted written responses to our report generally agreed with our recommendations, with some exceptions. Stockton Police did not clearly state whether it would implement our recommendations, but noted that it would analyze our audit and see how it can align its policies and procedures with best practices. San Bernardino Police did not submit a written response to our report. However, we incorporate its perspective on our findings and recommendations throughout the text of the report. RACI/TRASDA/known, veracity, conformity to facts, accuracy. Officials expressed doubts concerning the veracity of the story, similar, truthfulness, truth, accuracy, accurateness, correctness, exactness, precision, preciseness, realism, authenticity, faithfulness, fidelity, reputability, honesty, sincerity, trustworthiness, reliability, dependability, scrupulousness, ethics, morality, righteousness, virtuousness, decency, goodness, probity, opposite, falsity, habitual truthfulness. Voters should be concerned about his veracity and character, since I am here, present and accounted for, the most likely reason why there was no written response, any such written response would have been instantly invalidated by my written and documented account of my web space across all channels of civil society, including the San Bernardino Police Department, Lieutenant Carrington, now Sergeant, Lanier Rogers, and much documented. This is just one of the items. The folder space is real. It was faxed at the time of authorship to the Police District Office. Everything IAM can't be said in a corrupted force of destruction of our nation's rights upon citizens. I have a story to tell. I expect that story to be said in a public view. I demand an undeclinable deliverance of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You cannot lie to the auditors of these facts. To avoid that, I have indeed documented this. Every aspect of these matters discorded of our commons. Web link document URL, http://personsfuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Patapo not binding. Patapo is a very special binding not symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Patapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Patapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom, symbolism, communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Patapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of a conflicted issue. One involved party can declare and issue and community present and attach the symbol Patapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Patapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Patapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Patapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound, unattached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the app GrewUpNet Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Patapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Patapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an overempowerment force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intend to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled FUCKEDHUMAN.net. Lanier Joseph Rogers III what if to the San Bernardino Police Department playing hopscotch PDF, peace officers, hate group affiliations, auditor ca.gov, 14 minutes like reply more, James M. Driscoll, I dare you to bring forward the truth so we can move on to much brighter and better things. What if, written PDF, web link document URL, http://personsfuckeduphuman.net. Yes, you heard that correctly. A valid web namespace. Public access data space considered temporary ... Mpetapo knot binding. Mpetapo is a very special binding knot symbol dating back 200 years ago. The importance of this symbol has been given technology web presence with the key verb of action of quote breaks or overrides end quote. Web document definitions.net. Editor's contribution. Mpetapo is a symbol from the Adinkra, a system of symbols from Ghana in West Africa. It is meant to represent the knot of pacification reconciliation, and as such it is the symbol for reconciliation, peacemaking and pacification. Mpetapo represents the bond or knot that binds the separate parties in a dispute to a peaceful, harmonious reconciliation. It is a symbol of peacemaking after strife. The historical age of Adinkra dates back more than two full centuries, and its origin is African wisdom, symbolism, communications, non-literacy meanings, which are basic root communication structures that even breaks or overrides both written and spoken language barriers between peoples. Mpetapo is very important and is one of very few symbols in the Adinkra set of over 100 considered a binding knot presence onto actual life, to be treated as a serious to actually progress a resolution of the conflicted issue. One involved party can declare and issue and community present and attach the symbol Mpetapo against, or to attach, all other involved parties in a conflict or dispute. The Mpetapo attachment is informing society or community that there is issues here to be placed for reconciliation in peaceful ways. The attachment of Mpetapo declares binding not until the conflict is resolved, and the Mpetapo binding is therefore peacefully released, unbound, unattached, to any and all parties ... End of web document definition. Notation of web presence not binding. The owner of the AtGrowUpNet Peace Building and Trust Binding Information Network has considered whether or not the web presence binding, as it does mirror the Adinkra philosophical usage dating back more than two centuries. The Mpetapo combined with the Kramabone, honesty binding, the ability to identify the good and the bad by an interlocking knot. Whether the Mpetapo binding would be successful in situations involving persons who are 1. A narcissist, or 2. A psychopath, or 3. A person suffering of a mental illness that should be institutionalized, or 4. Along with a very serious concern and extremely dangerous consideration if a person was not acting of their own free will, such as a person who is under duress by coercion of an over-empowerment force of another person or factor. Subsequently, 5. Any person who holds substantial interests or intent to disobey any enacted laws by criminal means or by acting as an enemy agent against the United States Constitution. For these kind of persons cannot tell or decide right from wrong at any kind of civil peace-building society, and cannot be broken to desire the need to negotiate the presence of reconciliation. They cannot admit their faults for the acts of cruelty toward or against another person. Any typical person who is an inclusive in an information society would not desire to have their identity noted and permanently etched on the web space of binding presence not binding, spelled FUCKEHUMAN.NET/Lanier Joseph Rogers III/WAD of to the San Bernardino Police Department playing hopscotch PDF, audio narrative, web link document URL, http://facebook.com/san-bernardino-police-officers-assocation-steve-derochers, 5-integer-of-the-standard-of-excellence-grade-f-facebook-mem.growup.net. Spelled meme.growup.net/great-reasons-us-will-unite-peace/%23-what-if-starting-point-memorplex, how to stop the epidemic of mass gun shootings-social-improvement-rebuilding trust in our communities and our collective national order societies-unity-in-communitas-what-if-by-james-martin-driscoll-december-2019-og, Facebook does not display full URLs-I-will-provided in pieces for you. Does anybody care? Facebook Thespoasan-Bernardino-Police-Officers-Assocation, Steve Derochers, 5-integer-of-the-standard-of-excellence-grade-f, Facebook, mem, growup.net/what-if-starting-point-memeplex, how to stop the epidemic of mass gun shootings-social improvement-rebuilding trust in our communities and our collective national order societies-unity-in-communitas-what-if-by-james-martin-driscoll-december-2019-og, 2 min's like reply more, write a reply, dress, tick, adjective, adjective, drastic, likely to have a strong or far-reaching effect, radical and extreme, a drastic reduction of staffing levels, similar, extreme, serious, forceful, desperate, dire, radical, far-reaching, momentous, substantial, heavy, sharp, severe, harsh, rigorous, swingeing, punishing, excessive, oppressive, draconian, opposite, mild, moderate, des, per, eight, adjective, adjective, desperate, feeling, showing, or involving a hopeless sense that a situation is so bad as to be impossible to deal with, a desperate sadness enveloped ruth, similar, despairing, hopeless, anguished, distressed, in despair, suicidal, miserable, wretched, desolate, forlorn, disheartened, discouraged, demoralized, devastated, downcast, resigned, defeatist, pessimistic, distraught, fraught, overcome, out of one's mind, at one's wit's end, beside oneself, at the end of one's tether, dolorous, opposite, cheerful, composed, of an act or attempt, tried in despair or when everything else has failed, having little hope of success, drugs used in a desperate attempt to save his life, similar, last dash ditch, last dash chance, last dash resort, last dash minute, last dash gasp, 11th dash hour, all dash out, do dash or dash die, final, frantic, frenzied, wild, straining, futile, hopeless, doomed, lost, of a situation, extremely bad, serious, or dangerous, there is a desperate shortage of teachers, similar, grave, serious, dangerous, risky, perilous, hazardous, precarious, critical, acute, dire, very bad, calamitous, appalling, awful, terrible, frightful, dreadful, outrageous, intolerable, deplorable, lamentable, sorry, poor, hopeless, irretrievable, lousy, chronic, parlous, urgent, pressing, compelling, crying, crucial, vital, drastic, extreme, great, exigent, of a person, having a great need or desire for something, I am desperate for a cigarette, similar, in great need of, urgently requiring, craving, in want of, lacking, wanting, eager, aching, longing, yearning, hungry, thirsty, thirsting, itching, crying out, desirous, dying, of a person or fight, violent or dangerous, a desperate criminal, similar, violent, dangerous, lawless, reckless, rash, hasty, impetuous, foolhardy, incautious, death dash or dash glory, do dash or dash die, hazardous, risky, phrases, desperate diseases must have desperate remedies, extreme measures are justified as a response to a difficult or dangerous situation, she resorted to even more desperate remedies, why can they just not have a discussion dash the phrase used, showing a deadly threat inside U.S. police departments, that is important right, mounting academic research. Government audits and news reporting that demonstrates the pervasiveness of white supremacy in U.S. law enforcement, and a continuing series of incidents documenting the presence of extremist groups and views among law enforcement. That is important, right? More and more, the evidence suggests the white supremacist infiltration of law enforcement that the FBI warned about back in 2006 is getting worse. That is important, right? And it points to a desperate need for policies, departmental and legislative, to prohibit people who engage in racist conduct or join white supremacist groups from becoming police officers or remaining on the force. That is important, right? Do we need to understand the word for drastic and desperate, comma dash? I think so. We cannot continue to know. I am demanding the answer for my appearance on this comment to be published into the San Bernardino Sun newspaper. The Facebook post dash reflecting my blog dash does not represent the best of truthfulness and that is the theme of the commenting dash so they cannot just block that truth from the public discourse dash they should indeed be penalized for carrying on this scheme to block the truth from being shared, focused and discussed in public view dash it is extreme dash and these are high imperative topics that cannot just be swept under the carpet. It stinks high, you too Facebook stink along with it, just the same. Can you please help me Facebook to that goal? Will you please help me Facebook to the good world working goal? If not, where does that place your priorities in all of this? Pretty seriously confirms your fucked up human strategy to collapse this nation from the insanity of ignoring the humanity in all things true dash technology must be carefully weighted with these ideals of technorealism. Time to set back the internet technologies before Y2K when all of you went berserk. Web link document URL, http://memexorg/mem4-02html, mem4.02. In this issue of Mem, Technorealism, over the past few months, I participated in the creation of a set of principles called Technorealism. It's a set of declarations meant to go beyond the B-polar visions of cyber-utopianism and neo-lotism. In another age, this would be considered a manifesto. Now it is an open letter, a document which, through the internet, takes on a fluid, dynamic form. Literally anyone can sign it, pass it on, and participate. Instructions on how to do this appear at the end of this message. If you like what you read, I urge you to forward it to friends, colleagues, and other lists where appropriate. Without further delay, let me introduce you to Technorealism. David S. Benaham, New York City, March 11, 1998. In this heady age of rapid technological change, we all struggle to maintain our bearings. The developments that unfold each day in communications and computing can be thrilling and disorienting. One understandable reaction is to wonder, are these changes good or bad? Should we welcome or fear them? The answer is both. Technology is making life more convenient and enjoyable, and many of us healthier, wealthier, and wiser. But it is also affecting work, family, and the economy in unpredictable ways, introducing new forms of tension and distraction, and posing new threats to the cohesion of our physical communities. Despite the complicated and often contradictory implications of technology, the conventional wisdom is woefully simplistic. Pundits, politicians, and self-appointed visionaries do us a disservice when they try to reduce these complexities to breathless tales of either high-tech doom or cyber-elation. Such polarized thinking leads to dashed hopes and unnecessary anxiety, and prevents us from understanding our own culture. Over the past few years, even as the debate over technology has been dominated by the louder voices at the extremes, a new, more balanced consensus has quietly taken shape. This document seeks to articulate some of the shared beliefs behind that consensus, which we have come to call technorealism. Technorealism demands that we think critically about the role that tools and interfaces play in human evolution and everyday life. Integral to this perspective is our understanding that the current tide of technological transformation, while important and powerful, is actually a continuation of waves of change that have taken place throughout history. Looking, for example, at the history of the automobile, television, or the telephone, not just the devices but the institutions they became, we see profound benefits as well as substantial costs. Similarly, we anticipate mixed blessings from today's emerging technologies, and expect to forever be on guard for unexpected consequences, which must be addressed by thoughtful design and appropriate use. As technorealists, we seek to expand the fertile middle ground between techno-utopianism and neo-ludism. We are technology critics in the same way, and for the same reasons, that others are food critics, art critics, or literary critics. We can be passionately optimistic about some technologies, skeptical and disdainful of others. Still, our goal is neither to champion nor dismiss technology, but rather to understand it and apply it in a manner more consistent with basic human values. Below are some evolving basic principles that help explain technorealism. Principles of technorealism. 1. Technologies are not neutral. A great misconception of our time is the idea that technologies are completely free of bias, that because they are inanimate artifacts, they don't promote certain kinds of behaviors over others. In truth, technologies come loaded with both intended and unintended social, political, and economic leanings. Every tool provides its users with a particular manner of seeing the world and specific ways of interacting with others. It is important for each of us to consider the biases of various technologies and to seek out those that reflect our values and aspirations. 2. The internet is revolutionary, but not utopian. The net is an extraordinary communications tool that provides a range of new opportunities for people, communities, businesses, and government. Yet as cyberspace becomes more populated, it increasingly resembles society at large, in all its complexity. For every empowering or enlightening aspect of the wired life, there will also be dimensions that are malicious, perverse, or rather ordinary. 3. Government has an important role to play on the electronic frontier. Contrary to some claims, cyberspace is not formally a place or jurisdiction separate from Earth. While governments should respect the rules and customs that have arisen in cyberspace, and should not stifle this new world with inefficient regulation or censorship, it is foolish to say that the public has no sovereignty over what an errant citizen or fraudulent corporation does online. As the representative of the people and the guardian of democratic values, the state has the right and responsibility to help integrate cyberspace and conventional society. Technology standards and privacy issues, for example, are too important to be entrusted to the marketplace alone. Competing software firms have little interest in preserving the open standards that are essential to a fully functioning interactive network. Markets encourage innovation, but they do not necessarily ensure the public interest. 4. Information is not knowledge. All around us, information is moving faster and becoming cheaper to acquire, and the benefits are manifest. That said, the proliferation of data is also a serious challenge, requiring new measures of human discipline and skepticism. We must not confuse the thrill of acquiring or distributing information quickly with the more daunting task of converting it into knowledge and wisdom. Regardless of how advanced our computers become, we should never use them as a substitute for our own basic cognitive skills of awareness, perception, reasoning, and judgment. 5. Wiring the schools will not save them. The problems with America's public schools, disparate funding, social promotion, bloated class size, crumbling infrastructure, lack of standards, have almost nothing to do with technology. Consequently, no amount of technology will lead to the educational revolution prophesied by President Clinton and others. The art of teaching cannot be replicated by computers, the net, or by distance learning. These tools can, of course, augment an already high-quality educational experience, but to rely on them as any sort of panacea would be a costly mistake. 6. Information wants to be protected. It's true that cyberspace and other recent developments are challenging our copyright laws and frameworks for protecting intellectual property. The answer, though, is not to scrap existing statutes and principles. Instead, we must update old laws and interpretations so that information receives roughly the same protection it did in the context of old media. The goal is the same: to give authors sufficient control over their works so that they have an incentive to create, while maintaining the right of the public to make fair use of that information. In neither context does information want to be free. Rather, it needs to be protected. 7. The public owns the airwaves. The public should benefit from their use. The recent digital spectrum giveaway to broadcasters underscores the corrupt and inefficient misuse of public resources in the arena of technology. The citizenry should benefit and profit from the use of public frequencies, and should retain a portion of the spectrum for educational, cultural, and public access uses. We should demand more for private use of public property. 8. Understanding technology should be an essential component of global citizenship. In a world driven by the flow of information, the interfaces, and the underlying code that make information visible are becoming enormously powerful social forces. Understanding their strengths and limitations, and even participating in the creation of better tools, should be an important part of being an involved citizen. These tools affect our lives as much as laws do, and we should subject them to a similar democratic scrutiny. Signed, in alphabetical order, David S. Benaham, New York, New York, editor, Mem, contributing editor, Wired, Lingua Franca, ID, and Spin Magazines, Brooke Shelby Biggs, San Francisco, California, columnist, San Francisco Bay Guardian Online, columnist, CMP's Net Insider, Paulina Borisuk, San Francisco, California, author, Cyber Selfish, Technolibertarianism and the True Revenge of the Nerds, forthcoming from Broadway Books, Marisa Bow, New York, New York, editor-in-chief, Word, former conference manager, Echo, Simpson Garfinkel, Vineyard Haven, Massachusetts, contributing writer, Wired, columnist, The Boston Globe, Stephen Johnson, New York, New York, author, Interface Culture, How New Technology Transforms the Way We Create and Communicate, editor-in-chief, feed, Douglas Rushkoff, New York, New York, author, Cyberia, Media Virus, Playing the Future, and Ecstasy Club, columnist, New York Times Syndicate, Time Digital, Andrew L. Shapiro, Cambridge, Massachusetts, fellow, Harvard Law School's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, contributing editor, The Nation, David Schenck, Brooklyn, New York, author, Data Smog, Surviving the Information Glut, commentator, National Public Radio, Steve Silberman, San Francisco, California, senior culture writer, Wire News, Mark Stallman, New York, New York, author, The Battle for Cyberspace, forthcoming, co-founder, New York New Media Association, Stephanie Simon, New York, New York, executive editor and company-founder, feed, Joint U.S., Technorealism is by no means an exclusive club, but rather an attempt to spread what we think are powerful and important ideas. To that end, we are inviting anyone and everyone who agrees with this document to sign their own names to it by filling out this simple form. Browse an index of like-minded books, articles and essays, coming on Thursday, March 12th, a feed discussion of technorealism, coming on Thursday, March 19th, a conference on technorealism at Harvard Law School's Berkman Center for Internet and Society, copyright 1998, David Schenk / Andrew L. Shapiro / Stephen Johnson, subserved to mem via e-mail, visit the mem archive with issues 1.01 forward, search the mem archive for anything you want. Mem is published by David S. Benaham, duplication for non-comerical use is permitted. Contact me if you have questions, direct comments, bugs and so on to me at davidsol@panix.com.